It was a tight-lipped and pensive Bingo Little who hung up the receiver and returned to the drawing room, where he'd been tucking into tea and muffins. As he resumed the meal, the tea turned to wormwood and the muffins to ashes in his mouth. The thought of having to get through a solid month without cocktails and cigarettes gashed him like a knife, and he was just wondering if it might not be best, after all, to go to the last awful extreme of confessing everything to Mrs. Bingo, when the afternoon post came in and there was a letter from her. And out of it, as he tore open the envelope, tumbled a £10 note. Bingo tells me that his emotions at this moment were almost indescribable. For quite a while, he says, he remained motionless in his chair, with eyes closed, murmuring, "What a pal! What a helpmeet!" Then he opened his eyes and started to read the letter. It was a longish letter, all about the people at the hotel and a kitten she had struck up an acquaintance with, and what her mother looked like when floating in a brine bath, and so on and so forth. And it wasn't till the end that the tenor got a mention. Like all women, Mrs. Bingo kept the big stuff for her postscript. "P.S.," she wrote, "I'm enclosing £10. I want you to go to the bank and open an account for little Algy with it. Don't you think it will be too sweet, him having his own little account and his own little wee passbook?" I suppose if a fairly sinewy mule had suddenly kicked Bingo in the face, he might have felt a bit worse. But not much. The letter fell from his nerveless hands.